Well, Beth, the day has come. We've been leading up to this day for the last year and a half for us as a church, and it's our delight to have Beth with us today, so God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, how are we all doing? Good, good. Thank you for your generous introduction earlier and for inviting me to come and share with you guys in this special moment as you launch your life skills and to tell you a little bit more about the work of CAP. Can I just say, guys, the worship team are amazing. I absolutely loved that. It was so good. As Pastor Carl said, my name is Beth Prescott. I know some of you will be thinking, oh, I recognise that Prescott name. I already know from speaking with some of you, some of you are aware of my brother, Joe Prescott, who's currently studying at the college, and some others of you will know my granddad, the Reverend Ken Prescott, who's been on the Nazarene circuit for a while. I myself, along with those guys and the rest of my family, go to the Dewsbury Church of the Nazarene, which some of you may have been to. So even though in my role I go around preaching at churches all over, many different denominations, every time I get to come and do a Nazarene church, it does feel a little bit like coming back home. So thank you for that, and thank you for your welcome. As you've probably guessed from the accent, I am from the right side of the Pennines, from Dewsbury. Normally at this point during a service, when I'm preaching sort of in Yorkshire, I'll go, God's own county, amen. But I know better than to try that here, so I'll just, yeah. I started working at Christians Against Poverty in September 2015. I am blessed. Part of my job is that I get to go around inspiring churches to reach out to the broken. I mean, like, it's just an amazing thing to be able to bless with, to do, you know, every day. And it's, yeah. And before that, I worked in politics, which I know some of you might go a bit about. I worked in Parliament. I worked for a government minister, and I also stood for myself in the general election in 2015. Obviously didn't quite get elected, but praying for another opportunity. But yeah, it's just great to be here, and I really share what you guys clearly have, which is your heart for the poor and the broken. Right from the off, from when I met Lucy back at head office, speaking with Carl, coming here to you guys today, it's just clear that that heart just pours out of you so much. I know we all want to affect our communities with God's love. We want to reflect God. We want to change people's lives by showing them his love in such a way that they are drawn to accept him as their personal saviour. You are doing this. I know you are already involved into your community in many ways and are about to reach out even further through this life skills course, which just shows how much of a heart you truly have for it. You're not just talking about it, you're doing it. CAP itself is a miracle. The charity was founded by John Kirkby from his bedroom office in 1996. Those of you who are quick at maths will realise that that meant that just last year we celebrated our 20th anniversary. It was just an amazing year full of blessings, and yeah, with nothing but a heart for the poor, a faith in God, and a love of the church, he just started. 21 years later now, CAP reaches the poor in a variety of ways. We work through debt centres, job clubs, release groups, and life skills courses, all based in local churches. That is what I love about CAP. It's all run through local churches like you guys. We also deliver a highly effective money education course, CAP Money, that has helped tens of thousands of people effectively manage their finances. CAP also worked in Australia, in New Zealand, and most recently launched in Canada in 2012. Now I want to do three things today. First of all, I want to explain to you a bit about kind of like sort of the broader face of CAP, our history, our values, our vision, and how our various ministries work. Secondly, we'll focus in a little bit on the life skills, see exactly what you guys are going to be running, what Lucy's going to be heading up, and how that's going to help and shape your local community. And finally, I want to give everyone today the opportunity to get personally involved with what many are calling a movement of God, be that practical support, especially for Lucy as she gets things going, sign up to the prayer team and maybe you could get a bit of a prayer group going locally for your life skills course, and also supporting us financially through a regular monthly donation. But first of all, let's remind ourselves of God's heart for the poor and the mandate we have all been given. If you've got your Bibles, if you'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go visit you?" And the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." This scripture clearly defines our mandate as Christians. It is calling us to help our brothers and sisters and to reflect the love of Christ to them. This is exactly what we do through our CAP ministries and what you guys will be doing here in your own community through the Life Skills course. "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." A recent survey of thousands of our clients showed that 65% regularly missed meals before they came to CAP. Imagine that, missing a meal, not eating every day. And you often hear stories, particularly of parents, who will literally go days without eating in order to make sure that their children have the little they have. Now, a couple of years ago, as a fundraiser for CAP, I did a 48-hour fast. It was just 48 hours. Some of our clients go longer than that. But even that, like, it was awful. Like, my body was just, like just really fighting it. And I've done, like, all kinds of, like, challenges, mountaineering, all sorts for charity. But that was the hardest thing I've ever done for charity, because your body's designed to almost let you push yourself physically. It's not designed to go without food. It literally goes against its nature. And I'm in awe of the clients just who just somehow get through that all the time. So we meet this immediate need by giving emergency food aid. We leave no one hungry. After that, our work, our budget work with families, prioritises food to ensure that they have enough, always enough, to feed themselves and their children. They needn't worry anymore about where their next meal is coming from. "I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was in prison and you came to visit me." From the same survey, 48% of clients said they lived in constant fear. We always hear of clients hiding behind doors, not answering the phone, not opening their mail, and just completely cutting themselves off from friends and family. They felt ashamed, they felt broken, they were scared to open the door in case the bailiffs came barging through. Many of them often kept the curtain shut the entire time to make it look like they were out so the bailiffs wouldn't come round. We always do our first visits at our debt centres with clients in their home. And I've heard of stories of debt coaches who've had to do these kind of first visits through cracks in windows because they are literally that scared to even open their front door. But we go and we visit them in their home where they feel most comfortable. We don't make them come out. We engage with them, support them, and most importantly, one of the first things we do is we offer to pray with them. Our clients say that they don't feel judged anymore, that their self-esteem has been restored, And as a result, they are able to establish friendships, relationships with people in their local church like you guys, supporting them and just showing them the love that perhaps they've never felt before. This is often the biggest need for people who are isolated, and it's made possible by working through local churches with people like you volunteering. And I've been away on some of the client breaks that we sometimes take some of our clients, and you can literally see over the course of a weekend, people that have spent their time hiding behind their door suddenly be showed this love, and suddenly you can literally see them over the course of 48 hours just completely changed, just growing confidence, smiling again, laughing, simply because they realised that someone out there cared. I want to tell you a story now about Ashley. Ashley, the now 58-year-old, was homeless and sleeping in a graveyard. He would never have thought that 2 years on, he would be planning to walk 240 miles to raise money for the Christian charity that turned his life around. In 2014, Ashley started to struggle to afford his rent and eventually lost his house. Finding himself homeless, he ended up back in his hometown of Clitheroe in Lancashire. Ashley had worked in the local cemetery in the 80s and knew the public toilets were left unlocked overnight. And it was there, in the freezing winter of 2014, he found himself sleeping. It was awful, he recalls. No human should have to live like that. In my lowest moment, I was sitting on a bench just before Christmas, looking out over the town, and it started to rain. I was thinking about how I'd been trying so hard to get work and to get myself out of this, but was failing all the time. I felt miserable, I felt let down, I had no hope, and I just could not see a way out. He spent 2 months sleeping in the toilets of a graveyard when his business fell through and left him homeless. For 2 freezing cold months, he slept in cemetery toilets just trying to get through the winter. Until one day, while sitting in the nearby park, a man came along. This man was Colin, who happened to be a former CAP client himself. He came across Ashley, some would say by chance, I think we would say God ordained, and invited him to a coffee morning, which CAP had organised at a local church for clients in the area. I didn't see how he could help me, Ashley says, this bunch of Christians, but they were all so welcoming and non-judgmental. I couldn't believe that the people I would once have sneered at could be so friendly. He says that coffee morning and that initial meeting with CAP was the turning point in his journey. The love and kindness they showed me drove me onwards. Through CAP, I found places like my old church and the local food bank. It gave me somewhere to get food and a drink instead of having to go to the betting shop and pretending to put on a bet just to get the free cup of coffee. 2 years on, Ashley has a roof over his head, a new life, is full on fire for God and is determined to help raise CAP's profile so that others can get the help he did. So many people still don't know that CAP is out there to help them, and I want to highlight the life-transforming work they do, he says. I was ill and you looked after me. 55% of clients visit their GP with stress-related issues. And a third of clients that call CAP's helpline initially have either attempted suicide or are on the verge of doing so. That means that 30,000 people who have rang CAP's helpline since CAP began were on the verge of taking their own life. And out of those 30,000, I am sad to say that we did lose 3. And each of them we mourn as if they were own. But that is 29,997 men, women, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, out walking there on this earth, knowing that they have a future, knowing that they are loved, who might not have been here if it wasn't for the work of CAP through local churches like you. Kevin had been working for more than 10 years as a paramedic. And it's one of those jobs where you see people at crisis point all the time. One night in 2014, he was called out as a first response to a woman who had overdosed on alcohol and medication. As he worked desperately to keep her alive, he silently gave the situation to God, acknowledging that there was only so much that he, Kevin, could do. I'm in the fortunate position of being a Christian, and I can pray for her while I'm doing it. So I sat there and I said, okay, God, I can do this medical stuff, but it's you that does the healing, you that does the real work. As he sort of tried to save her, he wondered what had led her to this point in life. A woman with so much life to live and four young children relying on her. Kev thought, she's so, so desperate, she even thinks her kids would be better off without her. What she took would almost certainly have been fatal, and even worse, one of her young four children would have found her and had to deal with that. The last time he saw her, she was being violently sick as she was wheeled into the back of an ambulance by one of his colleagues. What he didn't know was that our great God was going to let him see the end of the story as well. 18 months later, he was off duty and relaxing around the table of a CAP event. A lady called Paula was introduced as a client who had been helped with her debt problems, and her face appeared on the screen at the front. Her hair was carefully done, she was wearing smart clothes, and she had this bright smile, but he immediately recognised her. This was the lady who had overdosed and nearly died. She was happy, bright, smiling, bubbly. She was no longer taking alcohol. She had given her life to God. She had overcome so much and sorted her debt out, all in just 18 months, Kev recalls. I thought to myself, you are a completely different person. I recognise the face, but I don't recognise the person. Kev went on to say, this is such a project, such a charity, that it needs to be out there. It needs to be given to people. It's not just making a difference to people's finances. This is saving people's lives. Now, some people would say that we are debt counsellors who do a bit of evangelism on the side. We say we are evangelists who do debt counselling. That is always our first and foremost aim, not just saving people from debt and poverty, but saving them eternally for Christ. And like you, we believe we should not just sit back and be passive, but together we can all do something. Through our life-transforming work, we not only meet practical needs there and then, but we bring good news to the poor. CAP and the work that you will be doing through your life skills course is a 21st century example of living out Matthew 25. So what are our various areas? I know you guys over the last few weeks have been kind of picking up a little bit about it, but I'm just going to quickly run through our other areas and then we'll focus in on the work you guys will be doing through the life skills. Our debt centres, that was kind of like the first thing that CAP did. It was when CAP set up, it was debt management. It helped establish a firm foundation and it still remains our main focus. We have well over 300 debt centres now spread out all across the UK. We feed the hungry, we befriend strangers, we pray for the sick, and we see clients set free from the crippling burden of debt. In 2015, we saw over 2,600 people going debt-free throughout the UK. In 2016, we've just kind of pulled the figures together, we saw over 2,700 people going debt-free throughout the UK. That's 7 to 8 families every single day sitting down at the table knowing that no more do they have to worry about demanding letters about where the meals are going to come from, but that they're free, debt-free. We've also seen nearly 6,000 salvations, and in the last year alone, in 2016, we led over 1,000 people to Christ in 1 year alone. That you can work out, that's an average of 3 to 4 people every single day. People who are becoming to know Christ as their Lord and Saviour and seeing their lives transformed through his great love. It's just amazing to see. More recently, we launched CAP Job Clubs. We kind of had a look into the causes of, what causes people to fall into debt, what causes people to fall into poverty. We realised that unemployment was one of those. A lot of stories of our clients are people who just suddenly lost their job or, you know, had been struggling to find a job for a while. So we set up CAP job clubs to help meet that need. They're a fresh way for the church to tackle the huge problem of unemployment within marginalised groups of society in the UK. They tend to say, on average, that if you've been out of work for 2 years or more, you're probably never going to get a job again. But day in, day out, we see people who've been out of work for two years or more getting jobs because someone said that they believed in them, because someone gave them some time and some effort and taught them how to do basic things like a CV and interview. And we are the largest non-governmental provider of job clubs, and we work very close with the DWP because they know that what we do works. We also realised that another cause of debt and poverty is addiction, life-controlling dependencies. And so we set up CAP release groups, a course that helps people tackle those dependencies. Both things that you'd kind of like, the average ones that you'd kind of common ones you'd expect, like alcohol, drugs, but also things like gambling, shopping addictions, internet addictions, anything like that that can really just kind of cost people and help them fall into the poverty trap. This exciting project is already seeing thousands and thousands of people come to know the freedom from their life-controlling habits. And most recently, we set up CAP Life Skills. I know you probably have already heard a little bit about this, but I will just kind of go into it a bit because I'm just really excited about the work that you guys are going to be doing. CAP Life Skills is a really exciting new initiative. We only kicked it off last year, so you guys really are still some of the first churches to be doing this, and we're so grateful to have you on board. Since launching, we have already helped dozens and dozens, and probably hundreds now, of people find new skills for a brighter future. And most importantly, we are already seeing people come in to follow Christ as a result of this course, and I really pray that you guys will see that as well. CAP has an enormous church network, a great reputation, and is incredibly well equipped to resource churches to run social outreach and develop a national movement. With things like relationship breakdown, lack of budgeting skills, lack of IT skills being some of the primary reasons that people fall into debt, lose jobs, and remain in debt, we realised we needed to support people by providing them with these vital skills, by meeting that need to help them reach for a better future. This course consists of three elements, and Lucy has been trained to facilitate these. Community. As part of being in a CAP Life Skills group, members will become part of a supportive community with other like-minded people, other people on the course. All this will take part within your community, the church community, and all the pastoral care, the love, the support that that provides. I know some of you, I'm sure Lucy's already chatted to some of you about becoming befrienders to help particularly focus in on them and befriend them and break down those isolation barriers that have trapped them for too long and that engage with them and just encourage them. Secondly, the course. The CAP Life Skills course will work, the CAP Life Skills coach will work with the group to help them gain these practical tools, increasing their employability and their life skills over the 8-week course. The course covers all general aspects of money, relationships, organisation, health, well-being, and a little bit about employment too. Finally, and thirdly, coaching. Each member will receive individual support from your trained coaches in reviewing progress and achieving goals. We know that every individual is different, every situation is different, and we really try and catch on that and help them along. As part of the one-to-one coaching, they will learn individual goal setting to their situation and create a personal development programme, a plan of where a person is and where they need to travel for them to be job ready. A little bit later, I'll be calling Lucy up and we'll be praying for her. But I just really want to urge you to keep her and anyone else who's involved in helping her run this in your prayers, particularly over the next few weeks as things get started, but also just continually. And I'm sure she'll update you as we go along. And also just pray for the people out there that perhaps haven't heard of this yet, but are in desperate need of something like this, that somehow, you know, God will put something in their way. Perhaps they'll see the sign at your church or something that will just get them through that door and get them into your church, where he, through you guys, is going to work some wonders and change some lives. I know every single one of you can help in your own little way. And something like this, it's just amazing when you see a church just pulling together to reach out to their community. Now, I know some of you were looking in interest at the books at the back and wondering kind of like, oh, how much are they? Well, I'm delighted to say that they're completely free. This book, nevertheless, describes CAP's incredible journey through the eyes of its founder, John Kirkby, who started CAP 21 years ago. To date, nearly 200,000 copies have been distributed. It's an amazing story of faith. CAP was not easy to set up. It was only about 7 years ago, out of 21, that they finally were able to pay people on time, all the time. Until then, it was an absolutely rocky road, one where, when you're reading it, you'll be like, why didn't John give up at that point? But that's because he knew that God had given him a calling. And so, yeah, it's a really inspiring book. You just have to read it. And actually, this is